Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, so this ought to be good. It's Monday, March the 28th, last Monday of the last week of the third month of 2022. Am I being dramatic enough, ladies? What do you think?
I think everything's dramatic this morning, right?
Oh, my God. That's for sure. Jennifer is out ill. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And we've been talking off the air, and might as well we'll bring you back around to what we were saying on the air. The Academy Awards last night. It was a night, in my opinion, of the pendulum going way too far in the other extreme, where there were complaints before about not having enough blacks involved and nominated, and however the chain went. And I don't want this to be the only thought that people carry away with my comments anyway. I did watch the whole thing. I found myself bored at times. I found myself outraged at times. I found myself thinking these people are so out of touch with reality that it wasn't even amusing. And then I found myself laughing at Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes and enjoying the James Bond tribute. Didn't think it was long enough. There was just the business, you know, the old business from the Black Lives Matter crew about white privilege. It seemed to me that last night was an example of black privilege to a point. And maybe it's best represented by, the worst case scenario is Will Smith getting up on stage and taking a shot at Chris Rock. For a joke that was actually moderately funny. His wife, I don't think he reacted until he looked at his wife and watched her reaction to it, which was kind of
He laughed at the joke
at first,
and then
and then
that's what a lot of people were confused about. If you don't know what we're talking about, when Chris Rock came out to give an award, he ad-libbed a few lines. Like he's hosted the Oscars before. This is what he does. It's what Ricky Gervais does.
He's good.
And so he saw Jada, who has the shaved head. And if you don't know, Jada has alopecia, and she's been public about it. This is a genetic disorder that's causing her to lose her hair. She made the choice to shave her head rather than just watch her hair fall out, strand at a time.
Right.
Everyone seems to know that. Chris Rock clearly did not know that. And so he made a joke like she chose to shave her head for like a fashion purpose. He made a joke, oh, see you in G.I. Jane 2. It's a lame joke. Chris Rock is brilliant. That's a lame joke. And he didn't understand why Will Smith was so upset. So Will laughs and I guess looks at Jada's face, like you said, goes up on stage and open hand slaps him so hard that you heard it on the microphone. And by the time Chris Rock got off the stage...
The sound was gone by the time he got out. I didn't hear it. I saw it.
There's
video floating around that's uncensored. You can hear everything. And you can see how shaken up Chris Rock is, where he's like, let's just roll the...
Well, he leans in. When he sees Will Smith walking towards him, he leans towards him because he thinks it's probably going to be a joke, or they're going to do like a little bit, you know, hey, don't talk about my wife or whatever. And then he got hit. And you could see he was in shock. And then the Australian feed started going around Twitter where it was uncensored. And after Will left the stage, he's sitting in the audience and he's still screaming. And like Lupita Nyong'o is sitting right in back of him. Her face said it all. She was just in shock that this was actually happening. Venus and Serena didn't know how to react because he's there, you know, in the movie about their father and their life. So they just didn't know what to do. It was so awkward and so inappropriate and such an overreaction. Yes, did Chris Rock know that Jada had alopecia? Obviously not, because he at one point tries to say to Will, I made a joke about G.I. Jane. Like, he doesn't even understand why Will is upset. And so it was just, but you talk it out, you know? Like, I mean, it was so crazy.
Like gentlemen do.
And, yeah, it was just a wild moment that no one even thought was real. Everyone was rewinding. Lewis and I watched it live like you did, and we were just, we were in shock. We just couldn't believe it. And it tainted the entire broadcast. The whole thing changed. Amy Schumer got the crowd back, and I give her a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, sure,
she came out, and she's like, did something happen? You guys, the vibe is
changing.
It's changing from Spider-Man.
Right. Also, this was during the award for the documentary feature for Summer of Soul, so when Questlove was coming up to accept the award, you could tell that Will also recognized that he just ruined somebody's special moment because he jumped up and hugged him, and you can see him apologize to Questlove, but it was just kind of like too little too late.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, again, the Academy Awards fall flat on its face for
that reason. I don't think they fell
flat.
Point. No. This is probably going to be the most watched... the most YouTubed thing ever. I actually, my only complaint really was that it wasn't enough of Amy and Wanda. Usually the hosts have more of a presence, and so I just felt like they didn't use them enough. Mm-hmm. We had been talking about this for weeks leading up to it. They pre-taped a lot of those technical awards and they showed that. I thought that totally slowed down the pace.
It was awkward too.
It was bad. It was not. It was boring.
And the movies that were showcased. The only thing I thought that was good that deserved it was Coda. Coda, in my mind, is one of the best message movies.
That looks very sweet. I need to see that.
It is very sweet. Very sweet. Nicely done. The other, once again, James Bond, the movie that most people see, or some of the other ones that most people see, got nothing. Went nowhere. And I didn't
know. Oh, Billie Eilish, that's the original song. Yeah, No Time to Die.
Billie Eilish won
good.
The song.
And by the way, I think she is charming. I didn't know much or think much about her until all this, and you were teasing me about me and her name and her brother and all that stuff early on. I thought that she was, although young and wondering out loud whether she could handle it, seeing her take the award and watching her body language and kind of, I just thought she was quite special, frankly, for a kid that age. And so then, you look at some of the
other stuff. I'm also happy that they brought back the songs. I was, in the last, however many years, they didn't do any songs live.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see, Reba and Beyonce and all the stuff from Encanto, and then to see Billie Eilish. I think the music is really important. I was happy they brought that back. But, do we really need to see an award for sound editing?
No.
There's just so much stuff. I know it's an industry award, but it's come on, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
You've got to make it, the main awards and then add in some other stuff.
From reality of the people that are watching it. It just so it ingratiates itself to Hollywood's, the so-called Hollywood elite. But it doesn't ingratiate itself to the people who are responsible for those people making the kind of money that they do by going to see their movies or watching them on Netflix or wherever they are. The business, if you haven't got anything good to say, I guess you don't say it, or you're not supposed to.
I liked it more than I expected to. I thought there were, some good, very sweet moments.
Victoria, being anticipatory, thinking I was going to enjoy it because of all of the sort of pre-promotion, even though I didn't. I'm the guy who goes to all the movies, and I've seen all the movies for the most part. And so looking at and thinking, okay, does this one, I left the Cumberbund movie before, and I might have stayed a little bit longer. I just didn't like the tone and the feel of it. It made me feel icky. So I didn't stay for the whole thing. I stayed long enough to not like it, but then,
The power of the dog you're talking about.
The power of dog, yeah, right, exactly. Mm. But I would go back to Coda, and tell you that if you haven't seen it, it's a great story. And by the way, I'm involved in a business deal with somebody whose company is called Coda and has nothing to do with children of deaf adults. It was funny. I was pointing that out to him. I don't think he knew it, frankly, but I didn't know it either before. Did you know what Coda meant before the movie? I didn't know what it meant, but there's quite a cultural group, apparently. Anyway,
I loved everybody in the room for,
where the hell was Daniel Craig? Daniel Craig wasn't there.
No. Why should he be?
Because the James Bond movie was celebrating 50 years.
Well, none of the Bonds were there. Pierce Brosnan could have been there. But yeah, Daniel Craig is over in London. Isn't he filming the Knives Out movie or something?
Another one. Yeah,
anyway, I thought it was really sweet that everybody in the room, you know, embraced the Coda community and everyone was, doing ASL for clapping. Yeah. Really sweet. I thought the room, I didn't like the layout of the room. I thought that it was like Nicole Kidman was practically sitting on the stage, which was really awkward, I wish that they either did tables like the Golden Globes or just go back to theater seating, because it was I didn't like the way it was laid out and staged, but I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected to. I thought the presenter list was really impressive. I mean, you've got so many former Oscar winners that you never see. You don't see
Anthony
Kevin Costner. Anthony Hopkins
was just... He's,
and then bringing out all the Godfather, Godfather trio.
Boy,
was cool.
Pacino look awful. Did you say, he looks horrible.
He
Pacino.
Looks old.
Yeah, and like there was something wrong with him.
This also was, on Twitter a lot last night. What happened to Liza Minnelli?
I don't know
what happened, but she's in a wheelchair. She had a tough time speaking.
Yeah, why did they do that?
I don't know. And she came out with Lady Gaga, who was very sweet and
very
did her best. But that was sad. I didn't know what was going on there.
Yeah, it may be a tribute. But Liza Minnelli, I think, has Parkinson's or something related.
It looks something similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sad.
Well, there's our review. Like it or love it. You can respond to our thoughts with your thoughts on our social media, Twitter at DJV Show. Instagram, same thing, facebook.com/DJV Show. 17 after the hour, a reminder about how important it is to keep yourself in shape. We get into springtime, a lot of people, there's always a reason to be thinking about your body and your health. Always, always, always. Because it is the way that you get longevity, that you enjoy life. Without your health, you have nothing. And if you're overweight, really overweight, you don't have good longevity in the reality of the world today. So we have one more week of the special spring sale at toploss.com. You get three free when you buy three, and you get free shipping using the code DJV. So check that out. It's the and we'll have, there'll be some other promotion, I'm sure, for April Fools. They're always very promotionally conscious. But you know what? This product really works. Naturally, keeping the weight off, great, great, great promise, and so do it. That's a do it, do it, do it. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV when you're checking out, and enjoy that wonderful process of losing the weight and keeping it off.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use, So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Gemma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
Do you see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running? They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Monday is in vogue, if you will, and so are our discussions about the Oscars. And I suppose we didn't go through the list. What we did was go through the slap heard around the world. And we get some other bits and pieces of the gossipy side of the room that's trending right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, time now for us to look at the actual list. I didn't realize that Jason Momoa had just had hernia surgery. I thought he did pretty well after knowing.
Right? He revealed so on the red carpet that he had it the day before the Oscars and was still able to get there.
Mm-hmm. All right, now here's the question. Who was he on stage with?
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, okay. I'll just check.
Why?
I thought the pairing was good. that the two of them had, they, whether they have a friendship or, you know much about each other, they came across as sort of, you know, friends. And I think that was a warm, one of the warm events during the night. Okay. So, Jay, you want to go through some of the winners and what comments there were in the time that we have here?
Yeah, best picture was Coda. Actress in a supporting role was Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. She's the first openly queer woman of color. And Victoria, you were saying she's the second actress to get an award for the same role, the original.
For the role of, was it Anita? Is that the name of the role? I've never seen West Side Story, but yeah, she won the same supporting actor role for the same role that Rita Moreno won for in the original 60 years ago. Rita Moreno was in the audience too, which was nice to see. Yeah, it was. They embraced the old version along with the new. I thought that was really sweet.
That's really cool. And Trey Kotzer with Coda, he's the second deaf actor to win an Oscar after Marlee Matlin, who's also
How many deaf
Coda.
Actors are there would be the question I have. The fact that Marlee Matlin was the only other one to win, and she was the co-star of that show, of that movie, is kind of interesting. It's an interesting feature, if you will, or side group. But if you haven't seen the movie, I recommend it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that was after her in a supporting role. Original song, Billie Eilish's No Time to Die. Animated feature film, Encanto. I highly recommend it. It's so good. Adapted screenplay, Coda got that one. Actor in a leading role was Will Smith. Actress in a leading role was Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
That was surprising.
I want to see that. I want to see The Eyes of Tammy Faye now. It looks really good.
I know. I really had no desire to see it until the Oscars. And I was like, hey, wait, I actually do really want to see it.
That's what happens after the Oscars. A lot of these stuff comes back up again. So, anyway, original screenplay for Belfast. That was good. Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog. I thought she was charming, frankly. All right, so there it is, the list. 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota's second-generation Mirai, the premium rear-wheel drive luxury fuel cell electric vehicle, makes another leap into the future of driving with available Toyota TeamMate Advanced Driver Assistance technology for model year 2022. Toyota TeamMate, available on the 2022 Mirai Limited Grade, provides two functions, advanced drive and advanced park. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How many of you have pets? Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear, apparel, or pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
How do you make the most of your mow? Tony and Melissa do it on a John Deere Z530M Z-Track mower.
Jump out of the house, a cup of coffee, and I'm at work.
You're riding around, it's like going on a go-kart.
And for Rodney, he uses his John Deere X350 lawn tractor to turn his yard into
my happy place. It's a great place to do Tai Chi. I work on my mind, body, and well-being.
There are millions of ways.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representatives from Russia and Ukraine will meet this week for a new round of talks aimed at ending the war. Ukraine said the two sides would meet in Turkey today. The Ukrainian military claims Russia had withdrawn troops that were surrounding the capital of Kyiv after suffering significant losses. President Biden has denied he is calling for regime change in Russia after making this ad-lib statement in Poland over the weekend.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The January 6th Commission is recommending former Trump aide Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino face contempt of Congress proceedings for failing to cooperate with subpoenas. This is the fourth time the panel has made such a recommendation. Those not complying are complaining this is nothing more than a witch hunt. Cinderella men's basketball team, the St. Peter's Peacocks, are out of the March Madness tournament after losing to North Carolina on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When the Biden administration canceled the Keystone Pipeline, America's energy independence fell to the wayside, making room for the highest prices for fuel in American history. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax yesterday.
This is just common sense. They have energy illiteracy, or they're deliberately covering this up because they're trying to appeal to the far left in their push for green energy over everything. Elimination of fossil fuels. I come from New York. This is where ground zero is in many cases, where this energy illiteracy is no fossil fuel involved in any of our future energy, when we should have an all of the above approach, as we have almost 60 or 70% of our energy grid fueled by fossil fuels right now. And who's building new coal plants? China. They're still in the Paris Accords. And this whole war was, I think, possibly and probably somewhat, this whole war in Ukraine, instigated by Putin because he was able to successfully use propaganda to move Europe and the United States away from fossil fuels and the use of fossil fuels to leverage his power over Europe and the United States and the world.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday after returning from President Biden's trip to Europe. Ms. Pierre says she last saw the president during a socially distanced meeting yesterday and that the president is not considered a close contact as defined by CDC guidance. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Going through the things that are going on around the world and around the corner, events, issues, people, that's our focus here. I thought that we could cap the discussion of the Oscars with something that I found extraordinarily interesting over the weekend. As you can imagine, prior to the Oscars, there's all kinds of attention, various radio programs and cultural things that focus on the event or past events. So tell me if there was a survey done of the most popular songs attached to Oscars and to movies. So you want to take a guess at what the number one movie song of all time is?
Take a guess. I think it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, nope. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good guess, though, yeah. Yep, no. But it's sort of from, that's not quite that old.
Give us a decade.
The 60s.
Oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
All right, Phil, hit it.
You wanted the sky, I would ride across the sky.
I have no clue what this song is.
All right, let it play. Most popular, according to the survey, most popular movie song of all time, Lulu singing To Sir With Love, the Sidney Poitier movie about him being a teacher from, I think, 1960. It was the first big role, and I think he won an Academy Award for it. As a matter of fact, the song did, he did. You can look back in the history books, but it really put him on the map.
Okay, I have to ask, who was surveyed for this? I'm sorry, but how does this song beat?
I was wondering the same thing.
How does this song beat Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz? Like, what?
I think it is. Well, that's an older crowd, frankly.
No, it's everybody. That's an everybody crowd. Everybody knows Somewhere
Over
the
Rainbow. For you, yes, I get that. That may be what you think, but that isn't...
No, I mean, like, five generations of people know Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yes,
little kids know that.
You don't think everybody my age and younger, obviously, you don't know. I'm really surprised because you're... usually fairly erudite when it comes to music and stuff from the Oscars, so I'm surprised you don't know this. This is
I've never
huge.
Seen the movie.
Really? You should see the movie. The movie is worth every second of watching it. Okay, well, so there, you heard my disapproval.
What was number two?
I didn't get slapped in the face by anybody, though. What was number two? I'm trying to remember what number two was. It was, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay.
Who
responded to
where's your list?
Go to Siri.
I feel like this is one
not
of those
serious.
Like let's fact check Doug.
All right. Let's go to the situation in Russia, Ukraine. Negotiations are continuing. I don't know why. What's the point? What a sham these things seem to be. But the thing that really is troubling me is who is it? Why does Joe Biden think that he is, why is he worried about calling for regime change? He's right. Putin can't remain in power. There is sweeping change necessary for them to have any future in the world community. And he's not part of it. Never will be, can't be under the circumstances. He's a war criminal that deserves to be shot.
And those are all the things that Biden said. I mean, he had a, you know, he had what's being called as sort of the speech, you know, of a lifetime.
Sort of is the one who led the round of, oh, that's too much.
Well, Macron has been trying to say, he's been on the phone with Putin. I guess he's the only one, like, that Putin will talk to. And so he's been trying to do it hasn't worked. Maybe Macron's got a crush on him, Putin's got a crush on Macron or something. I don't know why they're talking, because nothing's changing.
Putin is a butcher. A butcher.
So what happened was, in case anyone missed it, because there's a lot that went on this weekend, everything's very dramatic. So Biden gave this sort of epic speech that, you know, even like a lot of GOP members are saying this was a powerful speech.
Yeah.
He had been visiting with the Ukrainian refugees in Poland. He met hundreds of them. He was emotional to see what they were going through. If, you know, say what you want about Joe Biden, but the guy wears his heart on his sleeve, and he was very emotional. And at the end of this very long, well-crafted speech, he literally ad-libbed, "For God's sake, this guy cannot stay in power." And I paraphrase that, but it was something along those lines.
Yeah, right.
And for whatever reason, people went nuts over this. The White House had to downplay his comment, saying that
why?
He wasn't calling for a regime change.
He
because
should.
They feel, well, and that's the thing. A lot of people are supporting Biden, saying, look,
yeah.
He said what everybody else is thinking.
Exactly.
You know? And then this happens with the messaging coming from, you know, he says something, and then like, the people around him,
the
like,
people
walk
really
it back.
In charge say something else. Yeah,
well, they're not really in charge, but they're the messaging. So they try to walk it back, and then 2 days later, we're going to hear now other NATO countries saying, you know what Biden said was right. We all do feel that way.
They sure
it's
do.
Just, it was a shame that something that a very powerful speech was totally derailed by an ad-libbed comment. I was not offended by the comment. I agree with him, and I think
do too.
We all
most
agree
Americans
with him.
Do. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the
so
fact
get your
is that they're worried.
Bag and get the hell
well,
out of the playroom.
Okay, So it's not, at first I was like, what the hell's going on? The reason that they didn't want him to say that is because, and this is what Macron's point was, they're concerned that Putin is in a bad place right now and that he has nuclear weapons.
Send him to a shrink.
No, but he has nuclear weapons, and he's threatening to use them. And so this is really the escalation that everyone's worried about.
He's
now
that
the Kremlin,
of a madman that he does that.
Russia, I don't think Biden's words are going to set him off either way.
Nah.
I think that that's an excuse. But now the Kremlin, of course, they've issued statements saying that they're very concerned about, you know, his comments, and that the Russian people have voted for Putin, and that it's not up to the U.S. president to remove him from power. Technically, all those things are true, but it just...
We did that all over. We removed the Iraqis president. We did that. We removed the leaders of Afghanistan. We did that. If you go back to the Vietnam War, we eliminated the people. We've done it plenty of times.
Yeah.
And somebody compared it to Reagan's speech. Remember when he said to Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall or that wall.
It was a powerful moment for Biden. And
yeah, it was a good moment for him.
It's, unfortunate.
I'm not a big fan of the way he's doing a lot of stuff, but I will tell you, I thought that was right on. And the world is so... I mean, I'm sick of Macron and his lily-livered response and whatever it is that he's trying to prove. There's no diplomatic effort that's going to work with this guy.
No.
This is not about diplomacy.
No.
Even though people say, okay, diplomacy is always a way to go. Yep.
Criticism is that if there's no off ramp, you know, you've been hearing that term a lot. There's no political off ramp to give Putin a chance to sort of just back out of it, you know, without it getting worse. And they think that Biden's words have escalated it now to a point where, you know, it might be the point of no return. The thing that's, you know, that it just the whole thing is very. It's very frustrating, as we've all felt various degrees of frustration with all of this. To me, what I kind of gleaned from it was Biden, I think, would take more physical action at this point in this to interfere. But NATO, everybody's in lockstep, and the rest of NATO is adamant that they do not want to go and get involved in Ukraine. To me, when Biden said that, I thought, you know, maybe he's trying to convince the rest of NATO, like, enough's enough, we've got to act now. I took that from it as he's in a different place than the rest of the world leaders. I think Biden wants to go in and defend Ukraine way more than the rest of NATO. The rest of NATO, for whatever reason, they're so hands-off, and I don't know if it's because they're all still relying on gas and oil from Russia, and we're not, so we're in a different position. Maybe that's the answer, but... I don't know.
It's disappointing. It's not a good look. It really isn't. It's not a good look at all. So are they moving away is the question that's been asked over the weekend from a full military assault to just focusing on one area, the eastern area.
Well, they haven't been able to take
Russian...
over Kyiv. And so apparently that's sort of the thing they've noted there, that the Russian troops are maybe no longer going to try to take over Kyiv, the capital, and they're going to more like outlier areas. But... they can't just camp out. It's still part of Ukraine.
Yeah.
You can't just hang out there forever.
I thought it was kind of interesting.
You
may have heard some of the intercepted communications or the translations of the communications of Russian soldiers that are near Kyiv, the issues that they have there with the... They according to the translation that I read anyway, they thought that the Ukrainians would just give up in 5 minutes and... So
totally.
They're all, and they call them the Ukrainian brothers. That's why a lot of Russians have just deserted. They've disappeared over the border, too, to go find refuge. And they're throwing the uniforms away. They're putting on plain clothes. They're saying they're from someplace. You know, they're just gone. And thousands of them have been killed. What did you start to say, Jay?
No, if you remember, 3 days into the invasion, it was like Russia was shocked it was already taking that long.
Yeah.
They thought this was one and done.
They thought it was going to be super easy,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Putin's claiming that he's a victim of cancel culture.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God.
Putin with the fake news and the cancel culture, he's just, like, mimicking Trump now. It's just, it's very odd, the rhetoric.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they're good friends.
Yeah, anyway.
They've had lots of dealings over the years.
I went back over the history. I had forgotten much about it. I don't know why. I was sort of in a philosophical mood this week, and I did a lot of traveling. Went down to New Jersey, as a matter of fact, on
You didn't
Saturday.
Say hi?
I did not say hi. I went down into farm country, and I met a farmer who has 1,500 acres of land that he farms. We had a great conversation. I went into a part in Jersey I've never been in before.
What farm?
Flat, wonderful. It's a little town.
Towards Pennsylvania?
No, it's the other way, as a matter of fact. It's more toward the inland. I went down on the Garden State Parkway, and I came back on 95. It's very close off of, it's about 13 miles off of 95, down in, it was about an hour and a half, not quite, out of New York City. And I will tell you something.
That's exactly where I live.
Is it? But it wasn't on the coast. It wasn't to the coast.
Well, I'm an hour and a half outside New York, so I'm curious where you were.
Yeah, I'll remember the name of the town. But the roads, my God. What are we doing? You know,
we
you can say what you
roads.
Will about Biden and all the money that they're spending, but if we don't do something,
the infrastructure,
especially
yeah.
the around New York, going in and out of New York,
yeah.
that 95 roadway that goes over the George Washington Bridge is abominable. It is so ridiculously bad. Oh, my God, it's a disgrace for the most powerful country in the world. And the biggest city in our country to have roads like that is a damned
mm-hmm.
outrage.
Yep.
It really is. And
it
the
is.
Fact that it's been allowed to get to the point where it is even more outrageous, frankly. All right, something else to talk about when the moment is appropriate. Now it's 47 after the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when a friend says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
And I say, "Thanks. They're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold. They have four pockets. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time now for the Tech Report. It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. This Monday report is brought to you by Common Sense. Maybe is there common sense in some of the stuff that we engage in using technology? I don't know. But here's a good one. The fact that Americans are being hacked at a pretty outrageous, businesses, people are, and it's all the Russians, right?
Yep, it's all the Russians. So the U.S. government says that they're wary about the possibility of a Russian cyber attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, paired with the attempts from Putin and the Kremlin to spread disinformation about, in America, they want more Russian sympathy. Americans are very sympathetic to Ukraine. I mean, you see the Ukrainian flag flying everywhere. People are showing so much solidarity. I don't think the rest of the world expected that. Putin did not. Certainly, Russia did not with their strategies. So, Jen Easterly, who is the director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, it's a long title, but CISA, C-I-S-A. She says all businesses, all critical infrastructure owners and operators need to assume that disruptive cyber activity is something that the Russians are not only thinking about, they're preparing for, and they're exploring options. Now, this is why she said that they are so focused on making sure everyone understands the potential for this disruptive cyber activity. It's not about panic, it's about preparation. She says that the example of a cyber criminal attack on the Colonial Pipeline last year, remember that? That shut down delivery of fuel on the East Coast for a few days. Americans started hoarding gasoline. It was a mess. And so the Biden administration, literally from day one since Biden took office, has been warning all American companies and especially government contractors and agencies that they have got to beef up the cybersecurity because this is how Russia is going to retaliate. And now after Biden's comment about Putin should not be allowed to remain in power, the CISA has issued more warnings now saying, okay, everyone really needs to be on high alert. Everyday Americans, you can get spam email that can give you malware that can spy on on your computer and on your activity. I mean, this is not just something that's for, you know, water treatment plants and pipelines. They think that this is going to affect American business, the same way that we've taken all of the banking and credit card systems offline in Russia. The government's concerned that Russia will start hacking into our own banking and financial systems, which could be disastrous for us as well, as it has been for the Russian economy. One of the other interesting things that came out over the weekend is that just a few days, 2 days into the Russian attack on Ukraine, they hit a whole network of European satellites. Then all the satellites were hit with these outages, and it affected Ukraine and the surrounding regions in Europe. It left them in the dark for a few days, and now we know why. The Russians hacked into it, took them offline because they were going to wage a war, and they didn't want the satellites to pick up on it. So it's, you know, the Russians have been at this for a long time. So everyone remain on high alert. Even if a small business owner, remain on high alert. Do everything you can to protect all of your valuable information from any type of cyber event.
Apple Pay is in our focus right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's up with Apple Pay?
So Apple Pay will no longer support Russian card payments. The system over there is called Mir, and Apple has closed a loophole that let Russians continue to use that service, even though the economic sanctions were already put in place. So Apple notes that any Mir cards previously added to Apple Pay will stop working over the next few days. This is going to be a big hindrance because they've lost Visa and MasterCard. They have lost pretty much every way of doing international banking, and this is going to be a big one for Apple and Google Pay.
All right. So there's the story, a wrap on technology as it applies to today's living Monday on the radio at 59 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.